6.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 800-259-9231. Coming up here, Mark, you're going to tell us at least one business owner's explanation as to why he's not hiring. Plus, we'll take your phone calls about anything. 800-259-9231. And, of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features there for free, including our Free Talk Live's archives section. Right there on the front page of the website, you can click and download the last week's worth of the show. But when you click into the archives area, you'll find an entire at least three years worth, solid, maybe more than that, going back to sometime in 2006, the last time I looked. And it's all free for you, but it's brought to you by HostGator.
That's right. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting. They make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, you can let the experts at HostGator host you. Instead of using a coupon code, just go to HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com, and you'll receive your first month completely free. If you don't use that portal, that's HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com, then you won't get the first month free. That's HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com.
All right, let's go to
HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
Let's go to your phone calls about what you want. Ofer is in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ofer.
Hey, I'm thrilled that you're actually covering Erica's speech. I almost feel kind of bad changing the subject.
Oh, no worries. We spent a full hour on it, so go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah. Well, I'm also a little annoyed that you beat us to it because Brett's interviewing her tomorrow. But anyway.
Well, it's easier to beat you to it because Free Talk Live is on 7 nights a week, and the School Sucks project, or the School Sucks podcast, rather, is probably, what, once a week?
A little less than that, in fact.
Got it.
Yes, I know, totally. Anyway, a couple of days ago, you were talking about property taxes and how annoyed you were that you had to pay for them, and you wish you could find a solution, and until then, you're just kind of gritting your teeth and doing it.
Yeah, I don't know how much longer I can take it, though. I really don't.
Well, it's a really tough nut to crack because it's hard to get most of their money, and you have to live somewhere, and trying to take an armed stand to forcibly resist them when they come with guns is suicide and counterproductive. So it's a really tough nut to crack, and I haven't been able to find a good idea. But I did come up with three bad ones.
Okay. Okay. Things not to do. Go ahead.
Not things not to do, but ideas that are just not really that great. But, you know, maybe they'll spark someone else's imagination.
All right, sure.
So the first one, empty land is not very valuable, so the property taxes tend to be pretty low.
Mm-hmm.
So if you live in an RV on an empty lot, then at least you're dramatically reducing the amount of money that you're giving to the government and funding the activities. And I was kind of inspired by Agorist Acres in that regard, because that's not why they're doing it, but that's what they are doing.
Yeah, that idea has been floated, the idea of buying some land and then essentially turning it into a campground for the incoming porcupines. Those porcupine is the mascot of the Free State Project, the incoming people that are going to move here and get active, give them a landing zone, so to speak, somewhere they can get set up, get settled. That kind of thing, and then refuse to pay taxes on that piece of property, and then they'd have to come and throw a whole bunch of people. If you have people camping out there, they'd have to come and throw a bunch of people off of that property in order to reclaim it, and that would be kind of an interesting situation.
That would be interesting, but I would more recommend paying the taxes, the idea being just that you're paying far less than you would if you had a house.
Well, but if you don't have to pay a lot, then why bother?
Because they'll still come with guns and force you off.
Great, that'll make some great video. I mean, if they're not destroying a home in the meantime, if all they're doing is rousting up a bunch of campers, then it's not really a huge deal. And if it's RVs or whatever, they're not going to take the RVs because it's not part of the land. They can only take the whatever's on the land. So if you're going to do if you're going to make a stand and not pay property taxes, that would seem to be a low risk way of doing things.
Oh, I'm sure it'd be lots of fun and interesting, and we can make the most of it, but you still have the person who bought the land losing their capital. And
well, right, you would be buying the land. You could have multiple people go in together, and like you said, if it's just land, it's probably not going to be that expensive, depending on where it is. And so if you get multiple people to go in together on it, then it wouldn't be a huge loss, and whatever the loss is might be worth it for the coverage that you'd receive.
Where it is very important. I can tell you in my town that they have a couple of rules that don't allow you to camp for more than 2 weeks or something like that. So you wouldn't be able to live in an RV for more than a couple of weeks, depending on where you are. Also,
great. Then they're going to call the cops and throw you up.
What's
I'm sorry.
If we're going to say no to property taxes, then we can certainly say no to the don't camp for 2 weeks rule. That's
yeah. I wouldn't. If it was my land, I'd pay the taxes on it. I like your idea of minimizing these things. Go ahead. You said you had other ideas.
Yeah, okay. So that one's practical for those who are willing to adopt that lifestyle, and some people are, in fact, doing it. But not everyone wants to do it, especially people with families. So the second idea is a little crazier. It involves deception, and that is just build a really, really small house, a few hundred square feet, a room and a bathroom, and that's it, to show when they come over, and build the rest of it underneath it and just not tell them about it.
Yeah, secret trap door.
Sort of building.
Why do you think that's a bad idea?
Because first of all, it only applies if you're building a new house as opposed to buying an existing one.
Mm-hmm.
Second, it means most of your rooms are not going to have windows, and that kind of sucks.
It's true.
And third, some people probably just consider it just kind of kooky on the face of it. Even though there's nothing inherently wrong with it, it's just totally weird. I would have a door, not a trap door, and just put a cabinet in front of it when they come over.
But, there you go.
That way you don't have to crawl through a trap door every day of your life, and you can still maintain a high quality of life by having a normal door.
So speaking as the guy who built the house recently, I can tell you that the depending on where you are, the building inspector is going to come out a certain amount of times in order to see the progress of things going on. So if the building inspector sees a giant hole in the ground for a house that's going to be, 600 square feet or something like that, then there's going to be some explanation involved.
Well, you'd have to build without the inspector's knowledge, right?
Yeah, that's only if they know it.
Yeah.
Well,
no one came to inspect me when I was building. I didn't get very far, but I also just started. I didn't like fill out any paperwork or tell anyone.
Third
just
idea.
Let you know.
All right. So the third idea, I need some more knowledge about whether or not it'll work. You mentioned the other day that it takes 3 years in New Hampshire before they can come after you once you stop paying your taxes.
Oh, I don't know if that's in New Hampshire. I know that's the case in Keene. They may have different municipal rules. I'm not positive on that. So. Don't quote me.
Okay, well, so the third idea is based on that. It's sort of a letter rip sort of strategy where you just stop paying and see how long you can last. And then at the end of it, I was wondering, right before they take it, if you were to sell the house, does it still go on as sort of a lien in the house? Does it interfere with the sale, or does it wipe it out? You know what I mean? Is there some trick that can be pulled?
No, you're going to have to the taxes on the house have to be paid at the time of sale.
Yeah, so the buyer would end up having to pay.
So here's another idea. If you want cockamamie ideas, here's another one. There are living establishments where people don't have to pay property taxes. Those living establishments are called parsonages. They are attached to churches, generally. The preacher will, pay to have or the preacher will live there on the property, and the church pays to have the preacher have his own house, and they don't have to pay property taxes on it. So it is quite possible to say have some kind of and many churches will meet in people's homes. I don't know exactly how this is all going to work, but it would seem to me that you could try the church angle and
the
have
problem
some
with that I can see is that they're going to require you to bow down before them and beg them for permission to be calling your house a church, right? So couldn't they just simply say, this isn't a church?
Well, then they have a court case on their hand. There are hundreds of years of precedent in this area.
Aren't you working on this, Mark?
I've been looking into it. I want to making sure that every situation's handled.
But if you can do it, I would like to do that to my house. Go ahead, over.
It's probably going to require more specialized legal knowledge to really investigate how that would work and whether it would work and what the precedents are.
Indeed, it does.
I do
have one last thing.
Yeah, sure.
I'm not entirely comfortable saying it, but yeah, I think it's worth considering, even if it's only to refute it. And that is, if they end up coming for your property, either because you're taking a stand or because you just saw them on hard times and you haven't been able to pay them and they're coming to take the house, well, if you're in a dead end, trapped in an alley, and there was a man walking down the alley, and in a minute he was going to get to you, and you knew that he was going to take whatever money you had and then leave you alone, would you stand there and wait for him, or would you take your money out and tear it up into little pieces and throw it in the air?
So, like, set the house on fire or something like that?
Not on fire, because that endangers other people, but maybe a sledgehammer.
Or Mark suggested pouring oil in the yard.
Not oil, mercury. And then they got a Superfund situation. You can just tell them, hey, look, I've got a pink can full of mercury, and the Superfund can't even clean up any messes at this point. So that'll cost them.
I want to do it so it doesn't affect anyone else.
Okay, thanks for the call, man.
You just tell them. You don't actually do it.
Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBIC, ZenPacks, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemoryDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Gulf War vets,
9/11 workers,
people around the Gulf oil spill fumes,
all were exposed to toxic chemicals in the air and became ill.
Even in your home, air contamination can make you sick.
You have been exposed to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds causing fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse.
Protect yourself.
You cannot trust anyone to do it for you. Clean the air in your home or workplace with a HealthMate Plus air purifier. Call airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to purify the air you breathe. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air.
And now for another exciting minute from Life Change Tea. To all our Life Change Tea customers, it's sale time! Buy three, get one free. Buy three packages of Life Change Tea and get one package absolutely free. Now to all of you that have not tried Life Change Tea, here's your chance! Buy three, get one free. Clean toxins and chemicals inside your body. Lose inches off your waist and you could lose that excess weight that's been driving you crazy. And with our buy three, get one free sale, it's a great time to order. So here's how. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Look for our special, or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. 0408. It feels good to be clean, and it feels good to lose weight, and it really feels good to save money. So order now at GetTheTea.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Sean.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, again, freetalklive.com. In fact, one of the features on the site is our webcam. You can go to cam.freetalklive.com to watch and listen to the show. Plus, you can interact with other listeners because we've got our chat room built into the same page. So watch, listen, chat, all for free over at cam.freetalklive.com. And know that the cam is brought to you by memorydealers.com.
Yeah, Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. They offer the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers that are 100% compatible with all the major networking equipment manufacturers, add up to 99% off of list price. They also offer great prices and services on used networking equipment, such as Cisco routers and switches. Go check it out, memorydealers.com.
All right, so I want to get to an email here that came in yesterday, early in the morning hours, and I thought it was pretty important, so wanted to make sure we covered it here. And then coming up, the chalking controversy strikes Keene, New Hampshire. Again, the activism here continuing to make waves within the liberty movement and outside because of the controversial nature of some of the choices the activists are making. We'll see how you feel about that. 800-259-9231 is your the number for you to use. Bring up whatever you want or comment. Wayne emails in, says, Dear Ian, you're probably a very busy person and I won't waste your time, but I've had some pretty conflicting thoughts lately, and I know you deal with people of conflicting beliefs on a daily basis. I guess in the back of my head, I already know the answer to this, but some feedback from someone like you would help. I don't have any resources all the way out here. Ever since I was a kid, I've dreamed of being in the military for the purpose of having a gun and running around like they did in the movies and all that silly stuff. Understandable, right? Yeah, I would say so.
I had the same desires.
When I was a young lad, I had the fake machine guns, and my friends and I would run around in the woods and rat-a-tat-tat at one another, and, you got me. No, you didn't. No, you didn't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, who hasn't done that as a young boy?
In real life, though, we know whether you get them or not because big chunks of meat fly off of them, and they die right there in front of you, gasping, asking for their mom.
So, yeah, I can relate for sure. I remember that when I was in high school, I was considering joining the military. Not because I wanted to run around and shoot at people at that point, but because I wanted to have my rent paid. I just thought it would be cool to not have to pay rent and be able to save all that money that
they don't make that much money, though. I mean,
Yeah, I felt along the same lines. I was getting ready to go into the military myself after high school, and fortunately, I didn't end up there.
Thank goodness, for whatever reason, right?
Yeah, really.
So let's continue here. He says, understandable, right? Yes. Well, when I got older, my desire to be in the military shifted from a childhood dream to some sort of nationalist idea about the glory of servitude. And then I found liberty. Yada, yada. You know how that goes. He says, I dropped out of high school, got a full-time job, read and listened to a myriad of different books on liberty and the like. As fate would have it, my very best friend went in the completely opposite direction. He became a statist and joined the National Guard. The debates we had nearly tore us apart, but we eventually got over it. He undertook a few disgusting traits, such as referring to me and everyone else as civilians, as if we were second-class citizens, which we sort of are. But after about 6 months and many horrific encounters with ridiculous bureaucratic hoops, which he was made to jump through in the process of getting his license, he made a full 180-degree turn almost overnight.
Wow.
Pretty shocking, he says.
Well, you know, it happens. When people, you know, people imagine the state as an efficient organization for handling problems, and it is, as long as they're not your problems. As long as you can make other people jump through hoops, be it, going through the immigration bureaucracy or whatever it is, the legal processes. Yes, it's fine to slow down other people and make their lives living hells through bureaucracy. However, it's not so great when it happens to you.
So down to the problem, says Wayne, I have been strongly considering enlisting in the Army. Not for the money, not for the benefits, but for the experience. I've always been sort of fascinated by the glory of war. a cliche statement, but a meaningful one if I had the time to go more in depth with this idea. I've tried to satiate myself with the idea of a militia, which worked for some time, but it wasn't enough. I wanted the army experience. However, I know that I would be accepting stolen money and would ultimately be the enemy of liberty, and this I do not want. I can't seem to decide which is more important to me, liberty or this experience. On a side note, I have a pretty good job as is, healthcare, dental, 401k, commission. It's a great job considering my age and lack of government certification of ample wisdom, seeing as how I dropped out and all. I've already started buying silver. I soon want to start investing, and my good friend and I are looking at going in together to buy a place to live. Hope you can help. So here you have a man, young man who understands what liberty means. He's gotten into the movement. He's self-educated on the ideas of freedom. But there's something that's clawing at him on the inside about wanting to be told what to do and join the military.
You know, the first statement I always like to make is, look, I would prefer to have somebody who believes in liberty when they send the troops on the civilians and use them to quell the population. Now that Posse Comitatus has been done away with from the Bush campaign. You know, I would rather have a guy who believes in liberty holding an M16 on me than somebody else. But, you know,
well, wait a minute. There's a difference between believing in something and actually acting on your beliefs.
Yeah, well, I mean, if he acted on his beliefs, would he go into the Army in the first place?
No, well, if he acted on his beliefs, sure, you might say he might not go into the Army, but certainly when he was given an order to involve himself in killing innocent people,
at some point or another,
not.
He may not, but right? But somebody's going to. There'll be enough 18-year-old, 19-year-old kids with M16s that will do what it is that needs to be done by the military.
Well, going into the military with the ideas of liberty is much more dangerous than just going into the military, because not only are you now at risk of catching all those hard bullets with your soft body fired by the guys on the other side, but if you don't follow their rules, then you might end up catching hard bullets with your soft body fired by guys on your own.
There is that possibility, although certainly more likely that you'll end up in a, you know, brig somewhere with a military tribunal and some sort of what are the courts of military justice, I guess, deciding your fate. So not only do you have the issue of, as you're pointing out, the violence that you will be involved in and that could possibly end your life or permanently disable you, or as you're seeing your buddies being blown to bits next to you, make you go insane.
Right,
for the rest
of your life. That's where the glory of war all falls apart. You know, watch some anti-war documentaries. Read The War is a Racket by Smedley Butler.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a lot of stuff out there to take a look at these ideas. I think it's Noel Juvelle or something like that. It's talking about in World War One, the Christmas night when the sides got together, played some soccer, sang some Christmas songs, and then went back to war. You know, the next couple of days.
Surreal.
Yeah, they didn't actually fire on each other at that point, pretty much, because they couldn't. They were friends now. But when you realize that the people on the other side, they're human beings. And
there's no glory there.
Right. And the, like in Afghanistan, the people on the other side aren't even in the military. They're civilians in most cases. I've heard numbers as high as 9 out of 10 people that have been killed in the Afghan war had nothing to do with fighting for the other side.
What would you say to Wayne? He's a little uncertain about what he wants to do here. He's got a pretty good gig right now, and he's thinking about joining the military. Your thoughts are welcome at 800-259-9231.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct. Wholesale pricing.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish and M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to bring up anything by dialing in toll-free, taking control of the airwaves, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there, including the archives of the show, the bulletin board system, listening options, and more. We give it all away to you. Now, if you enjoy the fact that we give you the website features for free, then you can get behind the show financially by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We will take that $3 in, reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations around the country. Just got an agreement from a new station today.
Really? I hadn't heard about this.
It's going to be our first one in Utah. So I can't say more than that because, you know, it's not happening quite yet. But hopefully they'll be on board this weekend. And it's listeners like you that make the expansion like that possible. So thank you in advance for becoming an amplifier. And if you are an amplifier, thank you for being one. You get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, amp-only forum, and podcast, and more. Go get signed up. You can use any major credit card, PayPal, or alternative options. All there at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Our emailer here was just talking about stocking up on some silver, and if you're thinking about getting some gold and some silver, it could be a confusing process. Do I get this numismatic stuff the salesman wants me to get? How much is the right price? I've tried to help people out with this by creating gold.freetalklive.com. It will allow you to find some of the lowest prices on the internet on many gold and silver pieces. And that way you can check. These are common pieces that they shouldn't be too difficult to price comparison. So go check it out at gold.freetalklive.com. If you are bad at putting money aside, you don't have enough enough to get, say, 20 coins, because it's best to get 20 as far as shipping goes. Maybe you could do the layaway plan. We have a layaway plan for people who, you know, just aren't very good at putting money away. Call 877-857-9938. I'll give you that number again. And just tell them you want to put some gold and silver, 20 coins on layaway, and once you've completed paying for them, they'll ship them off to you, and then you can do it again. It's a good little savings plan. The number's 877-857-9938. 877-857-9938.
Okay, so we're sharing an email from Wayne, who is having a bit of a dilemma, a personal dilemma, an issue regarding how, on one hand, he gets the ideas of freedom. On the other hand, he wants to join the military, that he's got this desire that has been clawing at him to experience the glory of being in the army. Now, is there a glory also that's attached to being in the post office? Because the difference is that in the post office, you aren't actually killing people, but they are both bureaucracies. As one of the similarities is that they're a bureaucracy, and then they operate in the ways that bureaucracies operate, and that's inefficient and stupid.
And slow and expensive.
Right, right. So, really, I mean, you were talking about, Wayne was telling us about how he's got a great job, that he dropped out of the school system, and that he's grateful to have such a great opportunity with benefits and things like that, and that his life is good. He's looking into buying a house, and things are good for Wayne. And I don't see how it is that going into the military, whatever the wing of the military, in this case he wants to be in the Army, I don't see how that's going to improve your lot in life at all, especially if you're asked to kill people, especially if you yourself get harmed. If you end up dying, if you end up with a leg that's been shot off,
which is much more likely these days, you know,
that you'll live through the experience.
Yeah, that you'll live through the experience and then have a life where you've just got pieces of you missing, and you know, they're missing from your heart, they're missing from your mind, and they're missing from your body. And these are the realities of war. What he's enamored with is the PR, the
movie version.
Yeah, the movie version of war. And you know, as far as I'm concerned, you just need to look at some different movies here, Wayne. There's plenty of movies out there that have an anti-war slant to them. Take a look at a few of them and get some ideas of what it's like being there in those people's places. It's incredibly damaging.
Yeah. And again, not to mention the fact that you'd be working for the military-industrial complex, that you would be following the orders of politicians, that the things that you would be ordered to do would be based on their whims and their desires, and that there's nothing heroic going on there. This is one of the things that has come up in the discussion about some of the chalking that's been done in the park here in Keene, New Hampshire. It happened last night. The Central Square Park has a statue of a soldier in the park. It is a Union soldier. So as far as I'm concerned, it's a statue to violence. It's a statue to man's inhumanity to man, to these northern aggressors who came down and attacked. They slaughtered hundreds of thousands of people. Wasn't it like 500,000 people that died in the Civil War or something like that?
I couldn't tell you what the numbers are. It seems like it was higher than that.
Maybe 600,000.
It was an incredible slaughter, actually.
More Americans died in the Civil War than any other war, and I find it offensive. I find it extraordinarily offensive that you know, that they would put the monument to killing your own countrymen right up there in the middle of Central Square. I understand there were some sacrifices by these guys. I get that.
But sacrifice in vain is useless.
But at the same time, I'm not interested in it. This is supposed to be a town for everybody. Well, why is it that they get to put a statue there in the middle of it honoring something I think is reprehensible? War.
Well, if these soldiers are fighting for freedom, where's the freedom?
They were conscripted. they were slaves.
In the North?
They were
conscripted?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
So even worse then. I mean, so my point in bringing that up was that some people were saying, well, this was an insult to the heroic soldiers who fought for freedom, etc. You know,
what about the guys that paid other people to take their conscription? Because it's all you had to do was provide a warm body when you were conscribed during the Civil War. So if you were wealthy, you could just pay somebody else to go fight for you. Were they heroic, or were the people that took the money and went out and fought for them, were they heroic?
Well, I would think that the people who believe that anybody involved in that was a hero, or the soldiers in that case were heroes, would think that the people that paid off would be cowards. I would think that.
Nutty.
So that, you know, this kind of attitude of, well, they're heroes, they're fighting for freedom, and how dare you deface their statue, and da 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 da. This kind of mentality.
They've been dead for 150 years.
And my point being that they're not heroic. It's not heroic or brave necessarily, or laudable. It may be brave to do something crazy, but there is kind of a line between bravery and craziness. But nonetheless, it's not laudable, in my opinion, or honorable to fight for a politician and their whims and their desires. It's not honorable to go and kill people around the world based on what some man in a suit in Washington, D.C. says for you to do. It's never honorable to kill people for whatever reason, regardless of who's sending you to do it.
Now, as you know, I would never join the military. I'm a Quaker. I'm against war in general. But what about what about the people that are in the military currently believe in the ideas of liberty? What's the right thing to do for them? I've got one of my best friends from high school has been in the Air Force like 20 years now, and he's got a rank commensurate with him, mm-hmm. with it, and he's a libertarian. He believes in it, at least to some level, in the ideas of liberty. What does and many people in the military too do? You know as well as I do that Ron Paul was the number one candidate, Republican candidate that received money, the
number one candidate
to have received money from the military. More military dollars went to Ron Paul than any other candidate. So
true.
Many, many, many of these guys understand the bureaucracy is inefficient. They understand the ideas of liberty, at least to some level or another.
Yet they participate in wholesale slaughter.
Right. What do you say to those guys? Quit.
Stop.
Well,
yes.
But then I guess the question is,
act on your beliefs is what I say.
So some people leave the military. And then the military right now, the Army at least, is recruitment actually across the board is doing reasonably well because we've got an economic downturn. Mm-hmm. So you have people who don't believe in military, believing in liberty, going into the military to fill the slots of the people who have left that do. Because they all just obeyed what you said. They all left. And then what do you have going on? A bunch of people who are going to completely follow orders. In the case of I'm sure many of them are Oath Keepers, have said that they won't follow an unconstitutional order. And so when the unconstitutional...
That's nonsense. They're getting them all the time.
Well, they're going to say that, the way they perceive it is unconstitutional.
Whatever. Well, it doesn't matter to me, because even if all those people quit, as you're pointing out, the military isn't going to get any smaller. But they should do it for themselves. They should do it because it's right. They should do it because it's their belief. If you have beliefs but you don't follow them, then what does that make you? 1-800-259-9231 might make you a coward. Free Talk Live.
My worst day ever? I'm waiting in this crazy line at the DMV. So I'm checking the web. Zero responses to my new resume. My 98% compatibility match now just wants to be friends. And hackers have taken over my Facebook account. I just thought, has the whole world turned against me?
It's not the whole world that's turned against you. It's the internet. Private, inaccurate, or unflattering information posted about you online could hurt your reputation, your career, and even your relationships. But now, help is available. It's called Reputation Defender. Reputation Defender controls your privacy online and manages how you look when someone Googles you. Reputation Defender continuously monitors everything about you on the web, including 40 social networks. It also removes your personal information from websites that collect and sell it, protecting your privacy. Go to myreputation.com or call us at 877-720-6497. 877-720-6497. Use promo code BLACK for a special discount on our revolutionary service.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need.
With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
No one likes foreclosure. You won't say, think, or even consider foreclosure with ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Why? Because ZeroDebtGuarantee.com guarantees to stop your foreclosure for at least 2 years with no payments, no bankruptcy, and no negotiating. Thinking loan modification? That still keeps you in default. Zero Debt in 90 days is the only proven system that keeps you in your house for as long as you want to stay, while making it possible to even get clear title to your house. No, we are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Please visit our website today, ZeroDebtGuarantee.com, or call to see how we can help save you tens of thousands of dollars and save your home. Call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-036.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there for free. The main feature on the site allows you, the listener, to influence the stuff we'll talk about on the air by submitting show prep suggestions to our website. You just go to freetalklive.com, get yourself a free account, and then when you see something online that you think is pretty cool and you want to share it with our listeners and possibly get it on the air, you submit it through the submit show prep page, and then it shows up in our upcoming stories queue. Other listeners can then vote on whether they like or dislike your suggestion. You get to vote on things, too, and the most voted up will make it to the front page and the top of our website. So head on over there, get interactive, and thank you for helping create the content for our site. Without listeners like you, our site would have nothing on the front page. So head over to freetalklive.com and have fun with that, because it's, like the rest of our website, completely free. So we're talking about this gentleman, Wayne, who emailed here. We're going to get into your phone calls here just a moment, because I certainly want to hear from you if you've got something to add to Wayne. He's considering leaving his career, which he likes. He's getting paid well. He seems to be enjoying his life, his job. Benefits are covered. He's looking into buying a house. Things are going well for Wayne, but there's something about the Army that has been attractive to him. And even though he knows better, logically, even though he understands that this could result in some really serious consequences, personal injury, death, being crazy for the rest of your life with PTSD or whatever, just the madness that would you might be driven to insanity by seeing people blown to bits nearby you or being ordered to kill innocent people, that kind of thing. The haunting that does to some people's lives, many people that go
many
through
people.
That, That's the eternal torment that happens.
The thing that you need to take into consideration is the guys who actually do the infantry work, those guys often were damaged psychologically, if not physically, by the military. And everybody sort of gets the veteran status, whether they've served food or, you know, delivered the mail or whatever they did in the Army. But it's these guys in the front line, those are the ones, you know, the very few of them, the small percentage of the guys that actually did the fighting, those are the ones that are damaged.
So right before we went to break, I suggested that if you have beliefs and you don't act on them, then that could make you a coward. And I want to be the first to embrace that. Because I don't want to make it sound like I'm picking on the people that are in the military. There's a lot, as you pointed out, there are a lot of people in the military that believe in freedom. Ron Paul got a lot of contributions because they don't want to be where they are. They didn't sign up for this, that kind of thing. Whatever their reasons are, they've come to the ideas of liberty. Maybe they had them at the beginning and joined the military anyway, or maybe they came to them while they were in the military.
A friend of ours, Sean, did just that. You know, like there was this the attractiveness of the military.
And he was kind of in Wayne's position, basically. Yeah. Although I think Sean was in a little more desperate financial circumstance, and I'm positive on that.
He could have made it financially. He just liked the idea of being taken care of, I think.
Yeah, he wanted to take some orders or whatever. Look, whatever your reason that you're there, I don't blame you for doing the job. I don't blame you for going along to get along so you can get out when it's time to get out and without being court-martialed or whatever. Although, Sean, you mentioned something I think during the break about being able to get out through, what was it?
I believe you can file as a conscientious objector after you're already in, which was a way to file to get out of the draft, but I believe it's still available even after you're in, and then there's some bureaucratic process you can go through and get out.
There's a fellow who did that. You can go to warisimmoral.com, and I'm going to be interviewing him soon, actually.
Fantastic. Hopefully you will expound upon that during the interview. So I don't begrudge anyone. Look, I'm a coward too, right? I mean, there are things I believe in that I don't necessarily act on, that I want to act on, that I fantasize about acting on, but I don't actually do it. We mentioned earlier about property taxes. It drives me nuts having to go down there and pay the criminal gang my hard-earned money.
But you follow orders and go do it.
So that they can continue to aggress against my friends. These people are using my money to hurt me. They're using my money to hurt people I care about, to hurt people I don't even know. They're using my money to aggress against peaceful people, and I find it absolutely disgusting. And the more I go down there and the more I pay it, the closer I get to finally saying, I'm not going to do this anymore. But I know what that entails. I realize what the consequences might be of that action, are very likely to be, that they're going to come and physically remove me from what I thought was my home, the home that I paid for with my money, not theirs. It's not theirs. They didn't pay for it. They didn't put money into it. They didn't put time into it. I did all that. But they would just take all that away from me. And they would do it violently. And that's a scary thing. And because I haven't done that, because I believe one thing and I haven't acted on it, that makes me a coward too. But I think that what this process is about for me is about finding courage, is about moving into to courage and taking steps toward being more courageous in acting on our beliefs. So, like I say, I just want to make it clear, I'm not picking on the folks in the military that believe in liberty but aren't really acting on it in the military, because I know what that means. That means you'll be court-martialed, or that means, possibly...
Something undesirable,
yes. Or as Sean suggested, you know, they might just shoot you and leave you for dead out in the middle of the desert.
Accidents happen.
Tillman?
Yeah. Have you ever heard of friendly fire?
Yeah.
It doesn't exist on the battlefield.
Just wanted to embrace that accusation before anybody says, yeah, you're just a jerk, or whatever. Look, I'm a coward, too. But I'm more courageous now in my life than I was 5 years ago. And I hope that as more people get here to New Hampshire and get active within the Liberty Movement, they will see other people being courageous, like David Krause today. Was in court for standing in front or sitting down in front of a police car. David Krause encouraged me to do the very same thing. It was his actions that inspired me to find that level of courage within myself to move forward. Maybe my actions will inspire others, and others in the future will inspire more, and so on and so forth. And then we get multiple people together to take little baby steps to being more courageous in their lives, and we'll see waves of change result from those little baby steps. Because the more people that take those little steps, the more significant things can happen. I really truly believe in that. So I wanted to make
I absolutely
clear.
Agree. I mean, a small portion of the population, you know, taking a stand can have an effect, whether it's, you know, inside the political process, outside the political process, whatever.
Let's go to your phone calls. Andrew is in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Sean, and Mark. Andrew, New Hampshire, going once.
Greetings, guys.
Hey there. What's on your mind tonight?
You guys were talking about churches and tax exemptions for churches a little earlier, and that's one thing I wanted to talk about, and I also had something else I wanted to talk about.
Certainly.
In New Hampshire, pretty much if you have a church, parsonage, worship house, the buildings and the land, as long as they're used for the religious purpose, are tax exempt. The only thing is with that is the state of New Hampshire, and I'm sure other states around the country, only recognize either incorporated churches or recognize, you know, churches that they recognize, and they have to be essentially mainstream popular.
So you've got to bow down to the man in order to get their exemption. So, for instance, as a Quaker, I may not believe in the auspices of these men ruling over other men, and so therefore there'd be no way I would go and incorporate my church.
Right, but funny you should say that. Quakers actually in New Hampshire are recognized as a religious body. Whether or not your specific meeting might be recognized as, you know, a Quaker meeting, you know, would be kind of up for debate. And, you know, it pretty much comes down to whether or not the local tax assessor is going to say, hey, these guys are a Quaker meeting house, or, you know, these guys are just a bunch of people getting together trying to skirt our tax laws. So.
Well, it really, yeah, that's, the guy can say whatever he wants to say, and then there's, you know, an opportunity to battle it out in court. There's, it's no doubt that this isn't going to be necessarily easy. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying that it's a possibility. When you start looking at the court costs, and then I was just with a friend today who's looking at property in Keene, New Hampshire, the taxes on the house he was looking at was $15,000. It's not too many years worth of $16,000
to pay the lawyer.
Right, to pay the lawyer. So, yeah. You know, it depends on the scenario. Mm-hmm. I think that the town has very tenuous footing by saying, well, they're not a real religion. I mean,
right.
For God's sake.
Who are they to say?
These silly stories that people believe as religions, I mean.
Well, this might be a good use for the. You have a group of people who have been meeting for a long time, and they can say, hey, look, we've been meeting for, you know, X number of years, and, you know, we've been, you know, meeting all around, and this is our meeting place, and if you want to come down and check it out. Because the other thing is they have to be public worship places. So you can't have just your little private. No, religious club, but
right. I'll tell you what, I know you had something else you wanted to discuss.
Yep.
Sean, do you want to get into that comment?
Yeah, I was going to say this might be a good use for the accusations of there being a Free Keene cult.
The Church of Free Keene. We're coming up here. We'll bring Andrew back, also talk to you about whatever's on your mind. Take control of the airwaves at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Hour number 3 is coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumathin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumathinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumathinPlus.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.